Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And for the time being, the best place to find my new book, The Third Ingredient, is Amazon. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. And Cliff, thanks again for 11 great years. He's the author of a bunch of books, including the Crowdfunding Handbook, which is outstanding. That's his, one of his new ones. And Cliff, thanks again. He's an attorney, by the way, folks, by practice and by education, and his writings are lean in that direction. We're talking about the GDPR just for another minute or so, though. The General Data Protection Regulations out of Europe, GDPR, and this is about their privacy policies. So quickly, Cliff, how could somebody in America stay out of trouble?
Okay. Here's the big thing, first of all. If your contacts with Europe are only minimal, I don't really think that you're going to have a lot to worry about for at least the foreseeable future. These guys are going after the Googles and
right,
the Facebooks
Amazons.
Of the world who have access to millions of people's data in Europe, and then God knows what they do with it. You know, you're not in that category. The best thing you can do is, you know, first of all, notify your European customers. Have your attorney put together a little email to them saying, look, here's right now, we only get your data only occasionally. We don't sell it. We don't transfer it to anybody else. We don't do anything with it. In fact, if you can say this, I have a lot of clients who are small software developers. Every once in a while, they have to service a European customer, and they'll see screenshots of stuff,
right,
but they delete them immediately thereafter. Tell people exactly what you do and let them know there's no problem here. There's nothing
right
to see here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing the kinds of stuff that Google and Facebook are doing. And then if you can get away with this, you know, if you have any kind of a contract with them, there's probably a little clause in there that says that they will indemnify you for anything that they do that
that's
may be
what
illegal.
You want. Yeah.
Remind them of that provision and say, you know, we intend that that's going to apply to GDPR. If you
right
do anything to mess with your customers' data and we get caught up with that, you're the one who's going to pay all the legal bills, not us.
Right, exactly.
That's what you
so
want.
So be sure to
that
check that out, folks. So now you are warned. You're appropriately warned about GDPR. Let's move on and talk about something else, Cliff. As you know, I'm very much concerned, and I know you are too, about the transition that is being made, whether we like it or not. It's being, you know, we're making it hell-bent for light speed right now, the transition from the analog age to the digital age. And
right,
and we're adopting technology, we're adapting to it. Humans are doing just fine, and we have been now for some time, for 60, 70 years. We've been doing this and extremely fast for the last 25 years or so, especially since the internet. But if as well as we're adapting, I think a lot of people are confused about why are we so anxious about technology. And I think it's because we haven't figured out how to transition our analog ethics into a digital landscape. What do you think?
Well, your book makes a very good point about this. We have to redefine what trust means in the internet age. We absolutely do. I mean, you saw it with this recent Facebook debacle right now. You know,
right,
we don't know what they do with our data. You know, all commerce is based ultimately on trust. I think you make that point very effectively. And that trust has broken down a little bit now because we don't understand what trust means in the digital age. And we do have to think about digital ways of enforcing trust.
Well,
I think
parse you just a little bit, I think we know what trust should look like. We haven't figured out how to make it look like that, moving at 3 gigahertz, at speed of 3 gigahertz.
I think that's correct. Hey, look, you're talking to a guy who still drives a 1995 Camry and has Windows 8 on all his computers.
And a flip phone.
I am not an early adopter. I am not. I'm the guy bringing up the rear with the broom. You know, that's
right
me. I'm the guy who follows the parade with the broom.
But do you agree that that's where our anxiety is? And that people haven't realized what they're wondering. Why am I so anxious about this? And it's because they don't realize that we're missing a key element that we take for granted in the analog age. Cliff, we take for granted ethics in our analog mm-hmm. life. We take that for granted because we've been doing it for 10,000 years.
That's right, and we know how to do it. But just to jump to the chase on this, Jim, I think it's very important. We have to learn, what did Ronald Reagan say, trust but verify?
Right.
When a new technology comes out, you do have a little bit of a duty to learn about it, learn how it works. Don't accept all the hype. You know, there's a lot of woo-hoo books coming out right now about blockchain and social mm-hmm. media. You know yourself, you go to a conference, and there's this guy that I call him the social media nut job. He gets up there on stage, and all he does is he screams bloody murder. You know, you got to be on social media. You got to be on Facebook. You got to be on Instagram. You got to be on mm-hmm. Pinterest. Well, we're starting to learn now, hey, you know, there's downsides to this. You know, mm-hmm. you do all this stuff, and all of a sudden comes up that bites you in the rear end. The questions that everybody has to ask of any new technology, Jim, are how can it be hacked? How can it be gamed?
Another thing, Cliff, which I want to talk about when we come back. Mm-hmm. What part are we complicit in this? Because, see, you mentioned the whole Facebook thing. I maintain that the real perpetrators of that whole event wasn't Facebook, wasn't the professor who invented the app. It wasn't Cambridge Analytica. The real culprit were the people who, knowing that the professor was going to take their information, downloaded his app anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're the people who really breached everything. And I want your thoughts on that when we come back. And we're going to talk about what could be a solution. What could be, when he mentioned blockchain, could that be a solution? Could we put trust on that kind of technology and make it work in the digital age? Tintel, right back with Cliff Inico. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.